Joining me this morning is Councillor Greg Barnes, and of course Greg is tied up with the Dawn Service, the Bagara Anzac Dawn Service. And Greg, nice to talk to you.
Good morning, Trev.
Now, Greg, you've been doing this for quite a while, and it's a very arduous task getting it all together, and I know things are falling into place very nicely at the moment.
They are. This is our 25th anniversary, so we look back, it's been a quarter of a century since the first one, and it does get a bit more difficult every year, but obviously with COVID, that's made it even more difficult for us.
All right. Now, speaking of COVID, so that we can get everyone across what's going to happen on the day, anyone can go, but you are asked to check in.
Absolutely, yeah. We still work under a COVID-safe plan, which has been approved by Queensland Health. We don't want people to become complacent. the parade will be veterans only, with or without a member of their family if they want to. So somebody wants to take their granddaughter with them, they can. But we've asked the schools not to march this year, simply to reduce the density of the parade.
Yep. Okay. Now, as far as everything's concerned, so the parade will start to meet up around about 5. They'll form up at 5:15 and the parade starts 5:30?
Yep.
Okay, and then we get to the commencement of service. It's a little bit cut down this year than what was in previous years.
Yeah, we've taken a little bit out of it. We're still going to open the service with the interview with Private Fred Strutt.
Yep.
Which is quite emotional and sets the scene. And then we're going through basically most of what we go through before, but the lane of the wreaths, we're going to try and get through that a bit quicker.
Yep.
So the official party will be announced as they come up, and that will include wing commander Nick Creswell, and his good wife Wendy. Now, it's the first time that the New Zealand High Commission sent someone up here, so we're going to be welcoming him. We'll name the members of the official party who are going to lay wreaths. Then we're just going to leave the wreath lane open to anyone else who wants to come forward and lay a wreath, and I'm sure that the schools and other people want to do the same.
All right. So it will round up, what, round 7-ish, something like that?
Usually about quarter to seven.
All right. So it's all going to be on Sunday morning, and of course it's at the usual place of the down there, Bagara, on the foreshore, and where it's a bit cool early, but as the sun comes up, it warms up, and we've got another plane to fly over.
Yes, well, this year's also the 100th anniversary of the Royal Australian Air Force.
Yep.
So we've got a Wirraway going to come in. That'll be through at about 12 minutes past six, and I think it'll put on a fairly significant show for us. The Wirraway has the Australian insignias on it, and we really wanted to have that on the 100th anniversary. So.
Yeah, and it's actually one of the planes that was flying. It was built, 1945, and it flew in for the Air Force for a few years before the gentleman got it?
It did, yes, yeah. Ross Parker is the owner and the pilot of it. He's a RAAF veteran, and he's very heavily tied up with warplanes right across the country.
All right, so it's going to be another wonderful morning again, a morning of remembrance, as it always is, and you do a great job, Greg, so congratulations on that prior to the event, of course, but I'm sure it will be a wonderful event. All we do is now, fingers crossed, hold out for the good weather for the Sunday, and we'll see you on Sunday morning.
Absolutely. 25 years of good weather, so we've been pretty lucky. And there is, of course, the gunfire breakfast at the Bagara Beach Hotel afterwards, and there will be a game of two up. It'll start probably around the 7:30 mark.
All right, mate, and we will catch up with you early in the morning on Sunday morning.
Look forward to it.